إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This morning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will attempt to address a topic that, even though it is from amongst the last of the topics that we will be dealing with in these sessions, but it's not the least of them. After discussing yesterday some matters related to being pleased with Allah's decree and the different conditions of the people in reference to the calamities that befall them, tying the causes to the effects, and tying the causes to the effects or the results, yani that there is a cause for something that brings about the result, and this is based upon the wisdom of Allah. So whoever depends upon Allah, this is like the one who depends, who claims to depend upon Allah in order to have a child, but he doesn't get married. Yani, marriage is the means through which a person can have a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent upon the person who wants to have children that they have to get married. So the person who says that he just depends upon Allah and he will have a child without getting married, this person is denying the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that He has legislated for us means that must be utilized. In addition to depending upon Him, we must utilize the means. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the greatest of the mutawakkilin, yani of those who depend upon Allah. And in spite of that, he used to utilize the asbab, the means to achieve a thing. So he used to take zad. فَكَانَ يَأْخُذْ الزَّادْ فِي السَّفَرْ. Yani if he traveled, he took provisions for the journey with him. Naam. And when he went out for the battle of Uhud, he appeared in front of the people wearing two coats of armor. Naam. And when he made the migration from Mecca to Medina, he took a guide with him to show him the way. He didn't say, I will go as a muhajir, yani I will travel to Medina, and I will depend upon Allah, and I will not take anyone to accompany me to show me the way. He didn't say that. But rather he took a guide to show him the way. He depended upon Allah, but he utilized the means that are necessary to achieve the goal. And the Prophet ﷺ used to protect himself from extreme hot and extreme cold. And none of this caused any decrease in his tawakkul ala Allah. Yani the fact that he utilized the means to achieve a goal. Yani that he wore armor on the battlefield and he took a guide to guide him to travel along the road, and that he took provisions with him when he traveled, and so on. All of this is what is expected from the one who truly depends upon Allah, that they also utilize the means that Allah has legislated and made lawful. It has also been mentioned from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that some people from Yemen came to perform Hajj without provisions. So those people were brought to Umar radiallahu anhu, and he asked them about this. Yani about the fact that they came traveling from another land and they had no provisions. And they said, نَحْنُ الْمُتَوَقِّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Yani we are those who depend upon Allah. And Umar رضي الله عنه, he said to them, لَسْتُمْ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ الْمُتَوَاكِلِينَ. Yani you people are not those who truly depend upon Allah, rather you are those who pretend. Who pretend to depend upon Allah. Yani meaning that you claim that you depend upon Allah, but rather you really intend to beg from the people. You pretend to be reliant upon Allah. So at-tawakkul, the Shaykh says, is nisf ad-deen, is half of the deen. And for this reason we say in our salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That you alone, yani Allah, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek help from. Yani, this seeking help from Allah, and depending upon Allah, and relying upon Allah, and having trust in Allah, this is half of the affair. So we ask Allah for help, depending upon Him, subhanahu, trusting that He will help us to worship Him. And a person decides and makes resolve to worship Allah, but then they must ask Allah's help in order to, yani, be successful in completing that which they intended to do. And then the Shaykh mentions here, yani, from the Quran, Surah Hud, 11th Surah, 123rd Ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. Therefore, worship Him and depend upon Him, yani rely upon Him. Put your trust in Him. Worship Him, but rely upon Allah and depend upon Allah to help you, to make you successful in that worship. And the saying of Allah also in Surah Hud, 11th Surah, 88th Ayah, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيب. That upon Him I trust, depend and rely, and to Him I turn. And into Him I turn or return. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said, the meaning of here, turning to Allah, it means turning to Allah for help in the performance of what He has commanded me with of all types of worship. Yani turning to Allah, seeking His help in fulfilling the duties that He has placed upon me of the various types of worship and the means of getting near to Him in the doing of good deeds. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, upon Him I depend, and وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ, and to Him I return, and He's seeking His help in order to do the acts of worship that He has commanded me with. So it is not possible for a person to perform the worship except with tawakkul, dependence and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the human being, if he is left to himself, yani to depend upon himself, then he has been left to one who is weak and one who is incapable. And he will never be successful in fulfilling the duties of worship, yani without depending upon Allah. So the human being, at the time when he is worshiping Allah, he feels, he's conscious, he's aware that he is depending upon Allah. And he feels this, he knows this, he's conscious and aware that he is depending upon Allah. And in this way, he achieves the reward of the ibadah, the worship, and as well the reward of at-tawakkul, depending upon Allah. However, al-ghalib indana da'af at-tawakkul. Yani, most of the time, we are weak in our dependence upon Allah. And we do not even feel, we are not aware at the time when we are performing the ibadah, or at the time when we engage in some ada, yani our normal activities. We do not feel this tawakkul ala Allah, trust and dependence upon Allah, wal-i'timad alayhi, and depending upon Him to achieve this action, yani the action of worship, or even in our normal daily worldly affairs. Most of the time, the Shaykh says, we do not feel this dependence upon Allah while we are performing our acts of worship or while we are doing our ordinary, normal, daily affairs. And we are not conscious of our need to depend upon Allah to achieve these things. Rather, we are depending upon, usually, he said, rather, we are depending most of the time upon the asbab zahira, yani the apparent means, the material, the physical means. Most of the time we are depending upon this. If we look at ourselves, we will see that usually when we want to accomplish something, we look at, do we have the equipment, the material, the physical material means to achieve the goal? And how often do we look at our dependence upon Allah? So the Shaykh, he says, this is our, yani normal, this is usually our condition, that we depend upon the material means and we forget about what is behind that, yani the unseen dependence upon Allah, reliance upon Allah, the help that comes from Allah. And in this way, a great reward is lost. Yani we lose out on a great reward. That is the reward of at-tawakkul. Yani had we depended upon Allah, we would have achieved a great reward, because this dependence upon Allah is an act of worship. And likewise, not only we lose this great reward, he said, and this is what he closed with, he said, but likewise, we are not given success by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in achieving the objective. Usually, either because of the obstacles that come in our way and necessitate our discontinuance of our effort, meaning, yani we don't complete the task, we run into some obstacles and we give up because we haven't depended upon Allah. Or our effort, yani that we exert ourselves with in order to achieve the goal, due to the obstacles that come in our course, our efforts are defective and incomplete. So either due to the obstacles that come in front of us, that if we had depended upon Allah, we would have overcome them. But if we didn't depend upon Allah, we were left to ourselves. So therefore, these obstacles prevent us from completing the goal, from completing the task. Or, if we complete it, the effort is defective. So the Shaykh, we'll stop here. He goes on, yani, in some length, but any sufficient, I mean, this is the essence of the core of what he said concerning this, the dependence upon Allah. Yani, it requires of us dependence upon Allah along with utilizing the means that Allah has made permissible. Yani, being sincere in our dependence upon Allah and at the same time utilizing the means. And this is something that one has to be conscious of and make an effort to try as best as we can to, as much as possible, realize that it is dependence upon Allah and putting our trust in Him that guarantees success, and not alone, not the physical or material means alone. After this, I just want to mention quickly, briefly, from Al-Wasiyya Al-Sughra, the advice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Several questions that were given to him that he answered, and from amongst those questions, he was asked, what is the best or most profitable occupation that a person can engage in. Yani, is it buying and selling? Or is it fixing cars or what? So the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, as far as the best means of gaining benefit or profit, they're asking about business. But he's responding with a different answer. Yani before he talked about business, he said the best thing that a person can seek benefit and profit from, it is at-tawakkul ala Allah, depending upon Allah, reliance upon Allah, وَثِقَ بِكِفَايَتِهِ, and having confidence that Allah is sufficient, وَحُسْنُ الظَّنْ بِهِ, and having a good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expecting good from Allah. Yani the most profitable affair that a person can engage in is putting your trust in Allah, being confident in His sufficiency, that He will suffice you, and expecting good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حُسْنُ الظَّنْ بِهِ. And this is because the one who is concerned about the affair of his sustenance, his provisions, his livelihood, the one who is concerned about this, and who is not concerned about it? This is what people are worrying about every day. It's the most important thing in their mind, how I will make some money today. Whoever is concerned about this, then it is incumbent upon this person to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn to Allah for help, and to call upon Him and ask His help. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that which is narrated from Him, from His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّكُمْ جَاعِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَعَمْتُهُ فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أَطْعَمْكُمْ, that all of you are hungry except the one who I have fed. So seek food from me and I will feed you. Naam, everybody is hungry except Allah has fed them. So if you're hungry, seek from Allah. Allah will feed you. Ya ibadi kullukum aari, all of you are naked except the one that I have clothed. Illa man kasawtuhu fastaqsuni aqsikum. So seek clothing, yani from me, and I will clothe you. And likewise, in that which has been narrated by At-Tirmidhi from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every one of you should ask his Rabb for his need, for his needs, all of them, even to the string, the shoestring that is in his sandal, or the strap, I should say, the strap that is in his sandal, if it is broken. And he asks Allah also for this, to fix it, for help in fixing it. For indeed, if Allah doesn't make it easy for you to do so, it will not happen. It will not happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His book, in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 32nd Ayat, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and ask Allah for His bounty and His favor. Ask Allah. If you're in need, ask Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in another place in the Quran, in Surah Jumu'ah, 62nd Surah, 10th Ayat, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبَتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and if the salah is finished, it is completed, then go out in the earth and seek from the bounties of Allah. And if the salah is finished, if you complete your salah, then go out in the earth seeking the bounties of Allah. He said this ayat, even though it was revealed in the context of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Salatul Jumu'ah, but its meaning is applicable to all of the prayers, not just Salatul Jumu'ah. And for this reason, and Allah knows best, the Prophet ﷺ has commanded the one who is entering the masjid to say, Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik, O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. And if a person leaves the masjid, he has commanded him to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, O Allah, I ask of you from your bounties. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is saying here, that this supplication from the Prophet ﷺ, that ordering the person when you leave the masjid to say, "Oh Allah, I ask you of your bounties," is a proof that the completion of the prayer, when the prayer is complete, a person should then seek the bounty of Allah. Yani worship Allah and then seek His bounties. Not just for Salatul Jummah, but after every prayer. When a person leaves the masjid after performing a prayer, they should ask Allah for His bounties. And Al-Khalil, that is the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ وَاعْبُدُوهُ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. يعني seek the rizq, يعني sustenance, provisions, your livelihood from Allah, and worship Him and be thankful to Him. And this is mentioned, this ayah came in Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 17th ayah. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ, يعني the shaykh is saying this is a command. يعني seek your provisions, your livelihood from Allah, and worship Him and be grateful to Him. This is a command, and the command indicates that it is something obligatory. يعني a command indicates that the matter is obligatory. So seeking help from Allah and seeking refuge in Allah concerning the affair of one's livelihood, provisions or sustenance, or other than that, this is a great, tremendous fundamental in this deen. Yani this is a great, yani aslun azim. It is a fundamental matter, a pillar in this deen, that a person understand this is a principle, a great principle of what? Seeking help, seeking assistance, yani depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the affair of one's sustenance as well as in the other affairs of one's life. And Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah went on to say, and we'll close with this, therefore, yani, it is incumbent, it is expected, it is befitting of the believer that he seeks wealth with the yani, with a generous spirit, a spirit of generosity. بسخاوة النفس, with a spirit of generosity, not seeking it with greed, with the spirit of greed. And this is so that yani the wealth that he achieves will be blessed, and he should not seek it yani totally inclined towards it, yani being, yani going after it, like it is the most important matter in one's life. Yani totally engulfed in it, lost in it. Yani to the extent that a person forgets about everything else in life, all they're thinking about is getting the money. He said he shouldn't seek it this way. بَلْ يَكُونُ الْمَعْلَ عِنْدَهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْخَلَاءِ الَّذِي يَحْتَجْ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَكُونُ لَهُ فِي الْقَلْبِ مَكَانًا. Rather, he should seek wealth, or the wealth should have the status with him like the bathroom, the toilet. Yani it's something that the person is in need of, but it doesn't have a place in his heart. Yani a person is in need of the bathroom, right? A person has to use the toilet, but it's not something that your heart is attached to. So this is the way wealth is, or it should be. Yani it should have the position or the station or the status of the bathroom, the toilet, which a person is in need of, but their heart is not attached to it. And if they strive after it, their striving should be like fixing the toilet. If the toilet is broke, you fix it. So likewise, if there is some need, you seek wealth according to one's need, and not become entrenched in it, engulfed in it, drowning in it. And in the hadith that is attributed to the Prophet ﷺ, reported by At-Tirmidhi and other than him, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَالدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرُ حَمِّهِ شَتَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَهُ وَفَرَّكَ عَلَيْهِ ضَيْعَتِهِ وَفَرَّكَ عَلَيْهِ ضَيْعَتَهُ وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ لَهُ. يعني that whoever begins their morning having the dunya as the most as their most important concern, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will split up and divide up his affair and his yani his efforts. Naam, his efforts will be yani divergent, and nothing will come to him of the dunya except that which Allah has already written for him, yani what he has decreed for him. Yani in spite of the fact that a person begins their day and the most important thing in their mind is the dunya, nothing will come to them except what Allah has already decreed for them. وَمَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَالْآخِرَةَ أَكْبَرَ حَمِّهِ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَهُ وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. But whoever begins his morning while having the akhirah, the hereafter, as his most important concern, then Allah will join together, will unite and gather together his affair, his efforts, and Allah will make his yani contentment, his richness to be in his heart. And his heart will be rich, will be content, will be fulfilled. And the dunya will come to him راغمة, يعني in spite of itself. In spite of itself. It will not be able to resist. It will come to him, definitely. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, من جعل الحموم حمّاً واحداً. Whoever made their concerns into one concern. حمّ آخرته. His concern for the hereafter. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ حَمَّ الدُّنْيَاهُ. Then Allah will suffice for him his concerns for the dunya. Whatever it is that he's concerned about the dunya, don't worry about it. Worry about the akhirah, Allah will take care of the dunya. And of course it doesn't mean that you don't utilize the asbab. But it means, where's your heart at? Yani, what is your greatest concern? Is it how much money I'm going to make today? Or whether or not I'm going to do something that will be on my scales of good deeds, that perhaps as a result of that, I may earn the mercy of Allah in His favor and His reward. And some of the Salaf said, and this is the end of what we wanted to read, and some of the Salaf said, أَنْتَ مُحْتَاجْ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا وَأَنْتَ إِلَى نَصِيبُكَ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ أَحْوَجْ. That indeed you are in need of the dunya, but you are more in need of your portion of the akhirah. You're in need of the dunya, or your need for the akhirah, your portion of the akhirah is even a greater need. So if you begin with your portion of the akhirah, yani you begin seeking that first and foremost, and make that your attention, yani from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, your greatest concern is seeking your portion of the hereafter, then your portion of the dunya, yani, you will come across it. So put everything in its proper order. So put everything in its proper order. Yani, first and foremost, your portion of the akhirah, and the rest, Allah will take care of that. And then the Shaykh closes by this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat. 51st Surah, 56, 57, 58 ayat. He says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have not created the jinn and the men except to worship me. Yani the very purpose for which we have been created is not to seek yani the wealth and the material things of this world. Rather, the purpose that we have been created for is to worship Allah. So if a person is concerned and makes their main concern and their one concern the worship of Allah in the hereafter, this is the purpose for which we were created. They would have fulfilled their purpose, and Allah would take care of the rest. So I have not created the men and jinn except to worship me. I do not want from them sustenance, nor do I want them to feed me. Indeed, Allah, He is Ar-Razzaq, the great provider, the one who provides for all. And He is the one who possesses power, and He is strong. And this ayat is a clear indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need. Rather, Allah is the one who provides. So whoever worships Him, they can expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them. This is the end of what we can say for today. And of course, the most important thing is that a person, and he reflect upon the matter, and realize that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Whoever depends upon Allah, whoever relies upon Allah, whoever has confidence and faith and trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient and Allah will take care of them. But each of us have to do our part first, and that is that we make the most important concern that we have in our life, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, is focusing upon our hereafter, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever fulfills the purpose for which they were created, worshipping Allah, then the other things will come naturally in their place. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. نعم.